Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand of Stokes Nature Center in beautiful Logan Canyon. Utah nature has influenced a number of eminent nature writers, Edward Abbey among them. A novelist, essayist, and poet, he especially loved the desert Southwest, and the Slick Rock Desert of southeastern Utah had a special place in his heart. He once declared, "Within this underslung, lopsided, rump-sprung, doe-bellied, highly irregular parallelogram lies the least inhabited, least inhibited, least developed, least improved, least civilized, least governed, least priest-ridden, and most arid, most hostile, most lonesome, most grim, bleak, barren, desolate, and savage quarter of the state of Utah. The best by far." Undeniably, one of our best Western writers, Abbey had been called a national treasure and Thoreau of the American West. He has also been called an arrogant, self-centered bigot, a militant conservationist, and America's crankiest citizen. He was full of contradictions about his own beliefs about nature and society. He could run on and on about the hooved locusts, his name for cows, grazing everywhere on public lands. Then he would order a steak at a restaurant a few hours later. Born in 1927 in Pennsylvania, Abbey came west to study at the University of New Mexico. He moved to Utah in 1956 to take a job as a ranger in Arches National Monument. During his time in Arches, he created a multi-volume journal of his experiences. He later collapsed the journal material from three seasons into one season to produce one of the best-selling books on nature ever written, Desert Solitaire. The very first Earth Day, April 22, 1970, drew millions of people to numerous locations around the country. Abbey was invited to speak in Logan by organizers Thomas Lyon and Ingrid Eisenstadter. He accepted and was favorably impressed by the area and its people. So when the University of Utah offered him a post as the first writer in residence, he accepted, but took up residence with Ingrid in Logan in a little house on 6th East. Abbey didn't stay in Utah for long. He was a restless man, roving around in search of wilderness or adventure, or in pursuit of a number of women, five of which became wives at different times of his life. Eventually, Tucson became his main residence, but he still made trips back to Utah, spending time here and there visiting friends in wild places. Abbey died in 1989, perhaps in part a victim of his own hard living. As he requested, he was placed in an old sleeping bag and buried beneath a pile of rocks to keep the coyotes away, with no comment engraved on his gravestone. A wake was held in Saguaro National Monument, and then in Moab, where 600 of his friends celebrated his life and writing. Information for this program was gathered from Edward Abbey, A Life, by James Callahan. Thanks to the Rocky Mountain Power Foundation for supporting research and development of this Wild About Utah topic. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.